still kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you were victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn and the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting here with my co-host, the pinnacle of political perfection, the superior Super Bowl copy. What's really good?
I'm chilling, man. Still on vacation. Feeling
same. Pretty good. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty fucking good myself. Like, just not having to work and all that. I'm like, yeah, I feel fucking amazing right now.
I don't want to go back.
Neither do I. But it's funny that I didn't realize that, like, I took the weekend that I normally work, I took it off. So I'm like, fuck, when the fuck do I go back to work?
Oh, shit. Yesterday.
Yeah, so I'm like, that's fucking off. But I was like, eh, whatever. And it's funny, even then I go back in Monday, put them off Tuesday.
That's how I am. Like, I set it up that I'm only working 2 days that I'm off again. So you have to be strategic. You know, you need a vacation from your vacation.
And I gotta be in there early because I have some training thing to do.
Yeah, I said we just quit. Both of us together. Group quitting.
Yeah, no, rent's still due.
Freaking bills.
Yeah, man. Sorry, rent's due. So when rent's due, they ain't gonna be like, yeah, I decided to be a SoundCloud rapper and that's what I was gonna do.
I'm gonna build a time machine and go back to the young version of Super Bowl and tell him never to grow up. Like, don't grow up, you idiot.
Nah, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna print out all of, like, some of, like, the best songs ever, and I'm gonna sell them to rappers.
Yeah, that'd be dope. And I'll buy, like, $5 of Apple stock.
Oh, God, yeah. That'd be the way to go. Yeah. And start, you know what you do? You do what, that fucking, douchebag did who, when she knew COVID was coming, and then sold all their stocks, but for some reason that's not insider trading.
Oh, I mean, shit. I haven't heard that specific story, but I'm not surprised that something like that happened. Like, you know, people find ways to come up on all types of strategies, and the worst ways possible. And insider trading, like, I feel like that happens all the time, bro.
Yeah, Senator Kelly Loeffler.
Loeffler?
Yeah, sold at least $18 million more in stocks. $18 million. $18 million more in stocks before coronavirus.
So what's interesting about that little politics lesson is that for a very long time, politicians were the only people that could not be prosecuted for insider trading. So politicians were actually allowed to trade based on information that they received from these businesses. I think recently, like a few years ago, they actually passed a law that made that illegal. I believe that's the case. I believe that law was passed. So I'm interested in finding out what the consequences, if any, were for this person.
There were none.
I'm not surprised.
Neither am I, actually.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that don't surprise us, did you know that apparently Kamala Harris isn't black enough?
I heard she wasn't black, and I heard that she was actually like a slave master, apparently.
Yeah. So here's my thing. Fuck y'all. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, as someone who's heard the "you're not black enough" speech for a better part of my life, and someone who has ignorantly said it because I thought it was funny, fuck you, because that shit's not funny.
And it's crazy how people measure blackness. So it's some of the people that might have called, like, say that you weren't black enough, yeah, right, are the same people that might claim you as one of the few people that can be considered black or African-American because you are, you know, an American descendant of slavery, which is a political group that's come about in the past few years, and they're really interesting, man. And a lot of this conversation around whether or not Kamala Harris is actually black. Not even just Kamala Harris, but also Barack Obama. This claim that these people are stealing the narrative of African Americans because of their immigrant backgrounds. It comes from this group. And honestly, as a student of history, and someone who understands where like a lot of the modern racist ideas come from, a lot of this anti-immigration ideas come from, how certain groups really took advantage of the fears that Americans had of the other, right? It's crazy to see a group of black people fall for the same shit. This is probably one of the scariest things when people talk about issues that we face. Like this, it's not really that widespread, but it's such an appealing message for a certain segment of people. And the fact that it has such roots in like this really vicious nationalism and anti-immigration. It weakens the position of African Americans, in my opinion, because it separates us.
Yeah, so like you're right. It like all it's doing is separating us. And what makes it even worse is like you have these people who are essentially doing the job for these racist white people for us by saying you're not black enough, or questioning Kamala Harris's heritage, or whether or not she is like black enough, or same thing with Obama when he ran back in 2008. It's painful, like, you know, to hear these things like that, because you're gonna have these people, you're gonna have these racist assholes going, see, these niggers feel the same way. It's like, yo, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's, you're just making things worse for all of us by doing this.
And for I don't really understand the purpose. Like, I have no problem personally with American descendants of slaves claiming a connection to specifically American slavery, right? But I don't think that's a new phenomenon, right? Like, I think for all black people all over the world that have a connection to slavery, right? Our cultures come from that, right? Yeah. Like, the way we eat, the way we talk, a lot, you know, that's part of our collective history, our collective and separate histories. Like, nobody's taking that away. And I think that a major incentive for the ADOS, American Descendant of Slave group, is to push for reparations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for them, it's reparations specifically for American descendants of slaves. And I think that's an interesting conversation to have. Like, I don't really have anything to say about that. But my issue comes when they try to remove other black people from the conversation of blackness in America. Because slavery wasn't the only crime towards black people in this country, right? Slavery was disgusting, evil, and something that we should never forget. But at the same time, black people, no matter their ancestry, have had to face a society in this country that was hostile towards them and dangerous towards them. Right? So.
Yeah. But you know what? But what's. So, allow me to, like, and we may have discussed this on the show on a previous time. We may have discussed this previously, excuse me. You're Haitian and Honduran. And it cracks me up when someone says to you, or says it's about you, is like, your people don't understand oppression and slavery. And I'm like, so we're going to ignore that Haiti was the first country to like revolt and get rid of slavery? We're going to ignore that the reason that people speak Spanish in Central and South America is because people came over from Spain, enslaved them, beat their culture out of them, and made them speak that? Like, you know what I mean? Gave them forced Christianity upon them, beat them, oppressed them, raped them. We're going to ignore all that because it fits your narrative.
And if we're going to be, if we want to be specific, because I think this conversation around ADOS is about specificity, like really holding on to your identity, right?
Yeah.
My mom and my father, my mom's from Honduras, my dad's from Haiti, right? that's part of my heritage and my history, right? But I was born and raised in America. I'm American.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, I don't know how else to phrase that, right? Like, I got pulled over and harassed by cops, just like many other black people, right? I grew up in the neighborhoods I grew up in because of redlining, like many other black people. You know what I mean? Like, I celebrate when African Americans succeed, right?
Yeah.
And I cry when African Americans are killed. Because those are my people as well. That's the whole thing about America, right? Like, it's a land of immigrants.
Go ahead. You're good.
So, one, because of that, me being born here makes me American. Right? And another thing about America is built on racist ideas, mm-hmm. and a racist hierarchy. So I'm black. So as soon as I was born, nobody chooses, like, you don't choose to be black, right? Society goes like, okay, you're black, and this is how we're going to treat you.
Yes.
It's that simple. So it bothers me that part of the American Descendants of Slave movement, part of their philosophy is that people like me were only allowed to exist in this country to harm other African Americans who have been here longer.
Which is disgusting, like.
Which is, yeah.
And then, like, and then it comes to the whole, then here come the struggle Olympics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
About which race was hurt more than the other. Who deserves reparations more than the other. And then what makes it even worse is, like, then it becomes less about, you know, rising up and, like, getting over the oppression, and then it turns into a thing about money.
Yeah.
And I remember we were over at the Miller's house over the weekend, and we were talking about, and I was saying, like, it all comes down to money and power. And yes, it's a very simplistic view of it, but this is one of those situations where, as simple as it is, it's true. This has nothing to do, this has nothing to do with, you know, it, like, if someone was having this conversation and they were saying, you don't understand my struggle as X, Y, Z, and ABC. I can't tell them whether they're right or wrong because I don't know what their situation is. So my response to that would be, you're right, I don't know, and you don't know mine. So let's have a conversation. But that's not what people want to do. That's not what the people want to do. What they want to do is say, well, my struggle's worse, therefore I deserve more, a bigger piece of the pie than you do.
Yeah. And again, like, I'm not even the conversation around reparations, because I think you're literally correct when you say money and power. Because I think a lot of this resentment comes from the fact that there's a belief that reparations has to come in the form, reparations is meant to address the sin of slavery, which I think is a discussion worth having, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a discussion worth having. But I also think that this particular movement claims that black immigrants and their descendants make that conversation harder to have.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they believe that the presence of black immigrants diminishes their struggle somehow.
And which is sad because...
And it's weird. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and it's sad because that should never be the case.
Yeah, especially since we're all in the same struggle. Like, it's so crazy to me. Like our cultures are so intertwined. Like, I remember somebody saying, like, how, you know, black immigrants don't understand the struggle, we're not part of the culture, and I'm thinking about everything that we all contributed, our recent history, hip-hop.
Yeah.
Right? Hip-hop is a representation of African-American culture.
Created by a Jamaican dude.
Created by a Jamaican who grew up, who lived in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the inner city of America, black people in the inner city, right, for the most part, are extremely diverse. We're American descendants of slaves, and we're black immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, the immigrants, in, like, I'm talking about the immigrants, a lot of us have been here for a couple of generations. And some of us have been here for so long that we don't, we're not even connected to our, I'm talking about immigrants that came here in the 1940s. Yeah. Right? That helped, we're part of the struggle since the beginning. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't, Stokely Carmichael is a Trinidadian immigrant. He came up with the slogan Black Power in the 60s, right? Like, he pushed people to be proud of their blackness, right? And yeah. He sparked a movement, right? That's important even to this day. Malcolm X's grandfather, oh, damn it, I'm gonna mess this up. So forget, I don't know the exact connection, but I do know that one of his parents or grandparents are from Grenada, right? These yes. are immigrants, right? There's stories of black immigrants being part of the movement since the beginning, and not necessarily because they had a choice, it's because when they came here, they were automatically slotted in the black part of the racial hierarchy, right? So they when they came here, they suffered racism because they were considered black. They weren't considered, oh, you're Caribbean, you're fine, you can sit in front of the bus.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. It was like, oh, you're Caribbean, you can live in our suburbs. Redlining doesn't apply to you. Like, oh, you're Caribbean. Oh, don't worry, we're not gonna arrest you because you're selling crack, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't fly in the face of any of the facts.
But you know what's even funny? Like, you brought up something, and I just wanted to add to it. You mentioned all of the historic Caribbean figures, like, you know,
who, not all of them, but yeah.
some of the Caribbean figures who added to the black people, people of color in America being
Marcus Garvey, one of the fathers of Pan-Africanism, right?
Yeah.
One of the earliest civil rights leaders in America. Sorry.
No, you're fine. So yeah. the point I want to make is, it's like, so, and to your point, like, we like West Indians and Caribbeans were like, oh, you're from Jamaica or you're from Honduras or you're from Trinidad, you don't count as a black person in America. You'll have the same rights as every other white person in here. Like, no. And a buddy of mine who will remain nameless, who used to work at Metco, she once said she was talking to one of her coworkers about, like, you know, being black and how it doesn't matter the race, they're not looked at. She goes, what do you mean? She goes, do you think when a racist cop is going to, like, do something to somebody, do you think they're looking in the car and seeing Jamaican? No, they're looking in there and seeing another nigger. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? It's almost, it's like, it's, they don't, it's disgusting. I'm just gonna leave it at that, man. It is what it is, man. And it's unfortunate that we're helping these ignorant racist people do the job for us. For them, excuse me. So, yeah. That's how.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I know we're not as funny as we usually are, but
nah, I feel like this is something that really needed to be talked about. Especially the last couple of episodes have been goofy and funny, and there are previous ones. So if you want something a little more lighthearted, definitely go back and check it out, because we are funnier. We are, but this is going to be an episode where it's a lot more serious than normal. So
I'm upset. Oh, you don't like Drake? Never mind.
He's alright. I like that song though.
Yeah. You would like that song.
Yeah, I'm constantly upset. Like, it's not even like, it's just, it's like in my DNA. It's because I'm a Scorpio.
Oh my god. So we did a episode with me pretty much like disrespecting all of astrology, and I'm like contemplating having Old Man Wade pull the plug on that, because I don't want a bunch of like, I don't want a bunch of people throwing sage at me and shit. So.
Throwing sage at you. You're not helping your cause by saying shit like that.
Yeah, but the episode's way worse.
I'll send it to you. We can go from there. If we don't play it, long story short, you can't use astrology to make your toxic behavior okay. And that was the moral. Yeah. That's the moral of the story. Like, I'm a Scorpio, but that doesn't mean I'm going to do something that's really asshole-ish. I can't go, well, I'm an asshole, I'm a Scorpio, so you just have this guy. No, that's not how it works.
Yeah, you're not stubborn because you're a Taurus. You're stubborn. You're stubborn because most likely you just refuse to try new things.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's pretty much how that goes.
With all of the unrest happening, not only in the city of Boston, but around the nation, we found ourselves in a situation where we're searching for real conversation, right? When we're able to strip away the censors and just get to the heart of the matter, identify the issues, figure out how we got here, and then we can dissect what it will take in order to reform. So ultimately, we can break systemic racism and truly drive our nation in a direction in which we can achieve what we've always wanted. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and truly a free society. My name is E. Duke Bennett, and this is Tell Us the Truth.
Oh, man.
What else is on the docket, old man?
The Full House woman gets 2 months in jail.
Lori Loughlin and her husband. I don't know his name. kind of forgot about that whole situation because of, like, the pandemic, whatever, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they're still going through it.
And the Bay Area killer, I think, got, like, 5 life sentences or some shit like that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Who's that? Who's a Bay Area killer?
I don't fucking know, man. That required me to do research and shit. Hold on.
Research? What the hell? But yeah, Lori Loughlin, how much time does she get?
2 months.
2 months, yeah. So that's, you know, pretty short, given the fact that she was part of, like, this huge, like, multi-million dollar cabal to, like, defraud colleges and shit. But, I was expecting her to get more. I know people were like, what are you talking about? She's a rich white woman. She's definitely going to get a few months, which she ended up doing. But I think partially it has to do with the fact that they're really not trying to keep people in jail during this pandemic that don't need to be in it. Rich or not, you know, I think there's a problem with sentencing. So I wish more black people got easier sentences, but whatever. But also, for the longest time, she refused to... plead guilty. She actually wanted to take this to trial, where she would end up facing probably more severe sentence, which was like, nah, F that, I got money. But the bar waited out of this. But then she noticed that a lot of her rich friends that did plead guilty were still getting some jail time, like very minimal. But I think that was enough to scare her into pleading guilty finally. So yeah, I'm not too surprised. I think she got one of the heavier sentences because of her earlier behavior, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Hey, get ready for a bad joke. Orange is the new Full House.
Osh. Yeah, you sure you're not a dad, bro?
Shit. As much as I went Captain Raw Dog for years, I wouldn't be shocked. But no one's come to be, so eh, whatever. Yeah.
As soon as you inseminate an egg, yo, dad jokes just come out of your mouth.
Phrasing, damn.
Oh, damn, that was pretty bad. That was pretty bad. And you ever heard something that that you had to say phrasing, but you heard the words come out of your mouth, and you're like, maybe I should stop, but you're like, you know, I'm already here.
Yeah, you're like,
get her done.
Since I'm already here.
This is, I'm already here, I might as well, you know, make myself comfortable. Yeah, man. No, I'm not surprised, yo. Hopefully one day I'll be rich enough to lie my kids into UCLA or whatever, UNC or Harvard or whatever.
You know what's funny about that? How she was just like, oh, I have enough money. No. You ain't got that kind of money.
I want that kind of money.
So I'm looking at her. I'm curious to know what her net worth is. Her net worth is $70 million. All right, so yeah, So 70 million might be enough to beat a charge.
Yeah, I think so. $70 million is enough to do a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I think you can murder somebody and get away with it.
Yeah.
How much money did O.J. Simpson have? When he blatantly got away with murder.
He really did blatantly get away with murder. That's so funny.
Blatantly, like.
Dog. That shit was just like, it was offensive how we got away with that shit.
Bad. And it's crazy how like all the black folk was like, yeah, this nigga got away with murder. No, that's how fucked up racism is. Like, we were so beat up
that we were cool with a victory. We were cool with like, a murderer.
What up?
We were cool with a murderer getting off.
Yeah, not even just a murderer. Like OJ Simpson hated black people.
I'm black. I'm OJ.
Oh, facts. And we still wrote for this dude. Like, yeah, I don't know. He probably did it. But I don't know. He probably got away with it if it wasn't for racism. So fuck that.
Oh, like, he definitely wouldn't have got away with it if it wasn't for racism.
Yeah.
There's no way he would have got away with it otherwise.
Right? The only reason why he's a child is because he's black. And then we were just like, damn, this. Like, well, how much money does OJ have? Like, we're like, they got out of it. Like, it's crazy. Oh. That's so wrong.
Yo. Meanwhile, we got people still in jail for doing dime bags.
And O.J. Simpson was out there, yeah, like, yeah, they deserved it, those niggas.
Yo, he's on Twitter. Hold on. I'm curious to know what the last thing he tweeted was.
That right there. All these niggas deserved it.
It was funny. When he first jumped on Twitter, I was like, nope. Oh, shit.
He murders his tweet game.
Jesus Christ. Hold on, here we go. Let's see. It's a video. Plethora of running back. Oh no, it's football stuff. When weren't we great? I guess he's hold on. I'm curious. Hold on.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Well, I went to bed last night watching the Democratic National Convention. It's pretty interesting how they do it, even though it'd be pretty tough to watch 4 nights of it. I encourage everybody to watch as much as they can of it, as much as they can of the Republican National Convention when it comes, because you should be informed, and most of all, you should vote. If you don't vote, you don't have the right to complain when it's all over.
Can I just say the fact that, like, O.J. Simpson is making sense?
Is he saying that we should watch the Republican National Convention?
He's saying you should watch both, just so you're informed on both sides.
Nah, fuck that. Yo, if you're not informed by now who you're voting for, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know if there's a lot of people on the fence like right now. Like, man, I just need one good speech from Joe Biden, and yeah, I'm definitely voting for him. Like, nah, I don't know who's in that boat right now. I don't get it. Like, what are you indecisive about? On both sides.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be reading OJ's tweets. But, like, now he's, like, soup. Like, now he's, like, kneeling for the national anthem was not about disrespecting the flag.
What?
Drew Brees, bad timing. You missed Kaepernick's purpose. I was like, dog.
Well, OJ's woke now?
Yeah.
Damn. I take everything back other than the murder shit. Because he definitely murdered people. But, yeah, you're woke, so whatever.
Oh, you know, that brings up to the other something you wanted to discuss about how you're not watching that Democratic National Convention.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm good. I'm voting for Biden. Surprise. Yeah, that's it. Like, I don't need any more convincing. Like, Trump has convinced me enough that I'm voting for Joe Biden. Like it's happening. Like, the national conventions are a vital component because that's when they officially nominate, you know, the nominee, but
yeah,
I don't like the fuck. Just do it already.
Yeah,
give him the ring or whatever the hell you give people, like little pin or whatever.
Yeah, apparently OJ,
get this shit done.
Apparently OJ is letting people know that he's available to go back to do his Hertz stuff.
Yeah, Hertz is very excited about that. They're like, yeah, we're bankrupt right now. We're losing all our money. But you know what might help us? An O.J. Simpson commercial.
Oh, God.
They might, though.
Are you serious?
An O.J. Simpson commercial? Yeah. You don't think that shit would get mad publicity?
It would, but is it the right kind of publicity?
For Hertz? Yeah. I don't think people love their rental agencies.
I mean, if like, it's like if I was going to go somewhere and I found out that Fuckboy 45 was now endorsing something like Hertz, I'm like, yeah, can we go somewhere else, please?
I mean, true. I mean, I get that. I get that. It's just funny that I think, like, if you know anything about O.J. Simpson's past and, like, his political beliefs in the, like, you know, before, you know, the murders and shit. Yeah. This dude was, like, super, like, you know, I don't know. He was pretty much Carlton that played football.
Yeah, you ever see the Black Dynamite episode of that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, the Black Dynamite episode of that with OJ is the funniest shit in the world. Because, like, there was it was like, 7-year-old Black Dynamite, please spell white. He goes, white. H-O-N-K-Y. White. The white man is a honky devil. And then the woman goes, that is incorrect. True, but incorrect. And then OJ goes, Orenthal? And he was like, white. W-H-I-T-E, white. I would love to be an honorary white. Oh, white.
Yo, facts. That's pretty much O.J. Simpson back in the day, bro. Like, you know what? It's crazy because we make fun of it, but, yo, man, that's just another symptom of, like, the fucked up society we live in, man. Like, people being assigned arbitrary labels, right? Because race, as in skin color, really doesn't mean anything scientifically speaking, right?
Yeah.
But we're assigned these things based on the color of our skin. And then society treats us a specific way based on the color of our skin. And then some of us hate the color of our own skin,
yep,
based on that title and that treatment that society has given us. Like, it's so fucked up. And that's why I voted for Joe Biden. Because if you don't vote for Joe Biden, you're not black, according to Joe Biden.
Apparently, OJ is all for the NCAA paying their players.
All right, so I don't want to just slide past that. I was definitely joking about the whole Joe Biden, the whole not being black thing. And so, okay, I didn't want to just go past that without acknowledging that. But what?
He's for NCAA player, the NCAA paying their players.
So he's a feminist now?
No, the NCAA, like, this, like, no.
Oh, I'm thinking, for some reason, you said NCAA and I heard WNBA, but, I mean, that's a common sense. Like, if O.J. Simpson's agreeing with your argument, like, you can either play the, like, damn, I guess we are on the wrong side, but sometimes you can be like, if you know the people you're fighting are evil if O.J. Simpson's against them.
Support each other, no matter what ethnicity you are.
Yeah, why is O.J. Simpson a better representation than Terry Crews?
And Kanye West?
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Yo, I may have to go back and listen to all of these tweets.
Why is the Republican governor of Ohio more representative of the struggle than Kanye West?
Oh my God. This is so goddamn funny. It is not, the things he's saying aren't funny, but it's funny because it's coming from O.J. Simpson.
I'm just angry that you're going out and reading these O.J. Simpson tweets.
Dude, look, it's O.J. Simpson. He's a murderer.
Oh my God.
Sorry, he's an alleged murderer.
This is why people tune into the Old Man Wade show.
I'm sorry, he's an alleged murderer. Alright, you know what? Okay. God, I gotta know who he's following. I gotta know who
he's... Can I say he's a murderer without getting sued?
I don't know.
I'm not gonna say that. O.J. Simpson is a murderer.
You're not gonna say that.
I'm gonna say O.J. Simpson is a murderer. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say O.J. Simpson's a murderer.
Would you like to know who O.J. Simpson follows?
I would like to know who he follows. I would like to know who he follows.
Well, he follows Jared Payton, who's a motivational tweeter, flagship Fox partner, dad to some person named, to some other football player kid, and 4 p.m. anchor and co-host of GN Sports TV.
Okay.
Adrian Peterson, shocker. Barry Sanders, shocker. Terrell Davis. There's no fun in this. I was hoping he was following.
He follows football players. That makes sense.
The PGA Tour, apparently. I was hoping it was something like
Jeffrey random. Dahmer. The ghost of Jeffrey Dahmer or some shit like.
Oh, apparently. He apparently follows somebody named Malcolm Laverge. His Twitter name is Sin City Attorney, and his quote in there is, "And I'm gonna shine like I'm supposed to. Anti-social extrovert, an excellent meme, the extra work. Kendrick Lamar. I follow Bill Gates and Bill Cosby."
What? I follow Bill Gates and Bill Cosby. Yo, is that the title of this episode?
It should be.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Yeah. Why? Like, why? Why?
Oh man.
Why?
Bill Gates.
I follow Bill Gates and Bill Cosby. I'm trying to find what was the point?
I don't know.
How do those two people correlate?
I'm not gonna make the joke.
I can't even.
let's get to one. Hey, remember that whole thing about not being serious?
Yeah.
All right. I gotta wrap it up soon, but I do want to speak on something. And I also want to say that I'm actually, and this is going to sound, I hope it doesn't sound condescending, but I'm proud of Meg Thee Stallion speaking up and talking about, in like, Tory Lanez shooting her. A lot of times when we as people, and a lot of times, especially women, they won't speak up against men. Because a lot of times, they're not heard. Women are not heard, and it's unfortunate. But Meg Thee Stallion speaking up and talking about what happened to her is a super big deal. It's an unfortunate thing that happened to her, but the fact that she stood up and spoke up and said something could lead to more people and more women and more men who will say like, I was attacked. I was, you know what I mean? It could start, it can get the ball rolling, set a precedence for more things like that. What I think is nasty is when you have people coming out going, well, what did she do? It's like, dog,
she got shot.
Like, you know what I mean?
What did she do? She got shot.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? That should be the end of the discussion. Like, a man shot a woman. Like, you shot her. Like, you shot her foot. What the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I mean?
Well, nah, I don't know. I don't get it. Like, the interesting thing about her coming out was the fact that even though he shot her, one of her main, like, concerns was how the cops would react to black people when there was a gun involved.
Yeah.
And that's what she said. She said she was afraid to tell the cops everything because she was afraid of their reaction. That's fucked up.
Yeah, and it's...
That is so fucked up.
It is. But this, like, the fear of coming along and saying something just because a gun is involved. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's... It's an unfortunate reality that we live in. But seeing all the things that have happened just in the last 8 months isn't shocking.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm not even going to say 8 months because this has been going on forever. I think it was Will Smith who said it best. Like, racism isn't popping up again. It's just being recorded.
Yeah, she would have felt, and that's the thing, like, people would say, like, oh, obviously she feels that way because what's happening, like, what just happened, but, you know, I know for a fact, black women, you know, had that fear, like you say, forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad because what if it was life-threatening injuries?
Yeah.
Right? Like, or... they talk about the fact that a lot of murders, a lot of violent crimes aren't properly investigated in the inner city. And they blame the no snitching culture, like, oh, because it's the no snitching culture, you guys all want to be gangster. I'm like, partially, that's partially true. But what's even more true is the fact that people in these communities are just as or more afraid of the cops than they are of the people that are violent in these communities.
Yeah. Say that one more time for the people in the back, please.
Well, in these communities, in these minority communities where we do see violence, you know, a lot of these cases aren't properly investigated, not because of snitching culture or no snitching culture, but because the people in these communities tend to be as afraid or more afraid of the cops than they are of the people committing the violence in their communities.
Yeah.
Often the cops are the ones committing the violence.
Yeah. And people go, well, the numbers, I'm like, yeah, that's fun. You like the numbers, you can say the numbers, say that all you want. But being somewhere from the hood, a lot of these cases don't get brought up. So those numbers you're talking about are skewed. I've actually witnessed shit like that happen. You know what I mean? So miss me with all the number shit. And with fuckboys, like, oh, just as many white people, if not more, than black people are shot and killed by the cops. I'm like, you're proving our point that there's something wrong with the system, dude.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But what do I know? I'm just someone who's black in a world where it's not okay to be black. But I
apologize. I apologize for making it harder on you by being a black immigrant.
How dare you?
So, we will meet in the field of combat.
What's up?
Fucking idiots.
Man, I love being black, bro.
Me too. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Huh? What's up?
I said, so do I, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, man. Alright, bro, so we done?
Yeah, we done. I thought we were... I'm known for my quickies. This has been the Old Man Way Show. I want to thank Super Okabe for doing this impromptu. We drunkenly talked about it yesterday, but thankfully one of us remembered to actually like do that, because we both have a habit of making a plan to record and not doing it.
Yeah.
So thankfully we did this. You can find us both oldmanway.com. An article just went up about some Thor being a bad motherfucker that I can't wait to talk about on CCBN.
I want to talk about the fact that Thor might be on Superman level right now, but we can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So you can check that out and find out what we're talking about. That's oldmanwade.com, OLDMAN. OLDMANWADE.com. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at oldmanwadecom, OLDMANWADECOM.
That's not confusing at all.
No, at all. You can find Super Woke Javi at Let Shit Record, even though he never uses it.
Let Shit Record!
You can find us on CCBN, sponsored by Black Rabbit.
BlackRabbit.com!
BlackRabbit. You can go to BlackRabbit.com, spelled the same way as well. And lastly, you can find us at The Old Man Wade Show on Facebook. We're getting some new followers, some new likes, and it's a very totalitarianism page where Mia Javi just pretty much post stuff, and it's sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's serious, but it's been more fun than anything else.
Yeah, come get your top fan badge, man. Come engage, have some conversations with us. We don't even have to agree with you most of the time. Just come and just and it ain't even about that. It's about having fun.
Yeah, as long as they're not racist or sexist or just saying anything offensive, we don't care.
I mean, you could be as racist as you want against Martians. Fuck those guys.
The views of Super Okabe do not reflect those of the Old Man Wade Show.
What? Would you have a hard-on for Martian Manhunter or something?
I mean, he does make my rigid scroll chin wiggle.
Damn it, Wade!